Running a business is hard enough. Don't make it harder with a dozen apps that don't talk to each other. One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. That's software overload. Odoo is the all-in-one platform that replaces them all. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR. Fully integrated, easy to use, and built to grow with your business. Thousands have already made the switch. Why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabe. Anabe is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Hello, everybody. This is the second half to our crossover finale episode. If you have found yourself here before listening to the first half, please stop. Go back and listen to the first half. We will wait for you.
If we will. We're setting a timer.
You have already listened to the first half, then you are in the right place, and we are so thrilled you're here. Please take a quick moment to leave us a rating, a review, follow us on all the things, Instagram, Twitters, email me at graysacademypod@gmail.com. And subscribe to the podcast so you can get updates when we actually decide to upload episodes, which is now. Thank you so much for your patience.
Thank you. You forgot to mention our other social media platform, X.
We don't have that. We have Twitter. And now it's time for everyone's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland! I kept it simple this week.
When we weren't recording, he did like a remix of Shondaland and it was really good. And I was kind of mad that I was the only one there to hear it.
It was really just my warm ups, but like it did slap a little bit.
So this is one person.
One person.
Wait, who was this? I'm confused.
Is it a guy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Is it Arizona's date?
It might be. Hold on. I'm confused. Let me verify.
There wasn't new patients. Yeah. Except for the guy. The random guy with the...
Yeah.
Gallbladder? Gallbladder removal?
Gallbladder.
Yeah.
Did I do this wrong?
Gallbladder, more like gone bladder, am I right?
It might be Arizona State.
I had a feeling that they were going to do some obscure shit in this episode when I was watching this. That's why my head went immediately there.
Do you remember who she said her date, what her said her date's name was?
They never said her name, I don't think.
Yeah, she does. Oh no, it's Julie.
Julie.
And this person's name is Lorraine.
Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me. Blah, 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 blah.
This says Lorraine, but also it looks like the woman that she was on a date with.
Who's Lorraine?
That's what I'm saying.
It's about to Lorraine outside.
Nice. No, because she's in two episodes of Grey's Anatomy. Maybe she's a nurse because she's in an episode. She was in the two episodes ago. Anyways, she's in one episode of Scandal.
Which one? Who is this person? Can you send me the IMDb link?
Yeah.
I won't look. I just need to see this person's
face. No, you can look.
I will look, but like, I'm not going to go.
She's not in any more Grey's.
Why? Wait, if she was in one of the last episodes, how did she not make it into Living in Shauna Land? You're sure this already happened?
Yeah, this is this episode.
But I mean, the other episode this person is in.
Yeah, it was episode 14.
I She's do not recognize this person.
We'll just say she's a nurse or she's Julie. I don't know.
Man. Anyways, well, give it to tell us who it is.
Tell us all about it. Her name is Susan Mearson, and she is in one episode of Scandal.
Yeah, this person is not familiar to me.
Yeah.
I don't even remember watching this person in one of the episodes from a couple episodes ago.
Yeah. I don't know. Must say she's a nurse.
Judge Thompson. Oh. 2012, season 2, episode 7, titled Defiance. We all know Defiance. Episode. What's that?
An important episode. Sorry, I have a mouthful of choo-choo.
It's all right. Oh, man. I feel good now knowing that I can look at the IMDb page and, like, just look at all the people who we've come to know over the years.
In Scandal.
In Scandal, yeah.
And How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah, it's true.
You're about to round out your Shonda shows, man. You're going to have to watch Inventing Anna.
It's true. And then Bridgerton, and then the Queen Princess.
Yeah, I haven't. Queen Charlotte. I haven't,
Queen Charlotte.
Watch that because people were saying it made them very sad, and I don't want to be very sad. I'm good.
Queen Charlotte made them sad?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. We've got a lot to discuss still.
Yeah,
so
man. Shit went down.
So where do you want to start? What topics all do we have left to talk through?
We have Derek, Mark, Addison, Jen, Rob, Alex, Meredith.
So let's just talk through it all.
Basically the same thing.
Yeah. It's all the same story. It's my guy versus your guy.
Yeah. The only kind of outlier is the Lexi situation.
Well, let's start there.
Okay.
Lexi's beautiful. The end.
Yes. The end. So Jen is not well.
She's having a rough go.
She's not doing well. Now, Carmen, your predictions with this family has been a roller coaster. Originally, you said the dad was going to die and the mom and the baby were going to live. Then you said the dad and the mom and the baby were going to die. Then you just said the mom was going to die, which ultimately was correct, which I hate you for. I wanted you to double down on just the dad dying.
I was taking my information as it came to me, and I was making pivots and adjustments to my data analytics, and I ultimately landed on the correct answer.
You did a good job, which I hate. But I love
Although
it
I will you. I will tell you, I was at when the dad in this episode said, "If it comes down to it, save my wife, not the baby."
Yeah.
It could have gone one of two ways. My knee-jerk reaction was, "Oh, you just killed your wife." Like,
right.
this is what's going to happen. But then I also thought, "Okay, maybe Shauna's going to give, like, it's going to be sad, but at least it's what he wants, and the baby's going to die and they're going to save Jen." Mm-hmm. But they didn't.
They did not. Also, Derek just off the rails. Just
Derek
also
was ready to Frankenstein this woman.
The minute he says today's the first day in a long time I feel like I'm good at my job, I'm like, well, she's dead. You've done it. That's like in a movie when a parent leaves and they're like, I promise I'll see you tomorrow. You're like, well, yeah. They're gonna die.
Yeah. Can I just jump ahead, speaking of Derek?
Mm-hmm.
So he at one point's like, all right, baby's in distress, so the only answer is I need to remove this woman's temporal lobe. And then everyone in the room is kind of like, okay, I guess do what you got to do. And then Derek goes, all right,
I'm going to remove her frontal lobe.
The fucking frontal lobe has got to go. And they're like, Derek, what even is she? She's a potato.
This man is a neurosurgeon. Like, he knows what that will do. And he is still like, it's the best choice.
And he was so confident. He's like, I mean, listen.
I mean, he is ready stab Addison.
Oh, yeah. Which, great scene. I'm glad they had stare down.
All the scenes with them was so good.
Intense. And also, I will say, from the writing standpoint, great job, writers.
Yes.
None of the tension was about their marriage.
Absolutely not. It was strictly about the patient.
The patient and Derek's fucking ego in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Derek's fucking meltdown.
I hit an aneurysm and I made a mistake and now everyone's going to die. Just, it's okay, Derek. You made a mistake.
Like,
just
you
fucking
tried
stop
your best
saying
to correct
stop
it.
Saying sorry and tell this guy what you did, and it's fucking fine.
Mm-hmm.
But don't try to cut this woman's brain in half and say, "Oh yeah, she'll be fine."
Yeah, that's exactly what everybody wants.
How many lobes are in? Oh, hold on, I gotta look at this fucking shit. How many lobes are in the fucking human brain?
I think it's 4 or 5, but I'm not positive. Watch it be like 26.
Just like endless amounts of brain.
12.
So there's 4. Oh
yes.
My fuck.
The frontal lobe is like most of it.
Oh, okay. Hold on. This audio clip. You need to take this audio clip and you need to put this on an Instagram story with the picture of a fucking human brain. Okay, look at this. Are you looking?
I'm looking. Yes.
You would be left with just the yellow and the red.
Yeah, and the green. Oh, no, I see the green is the temporal lobe. I see what you're saying, yeah.
Green is temporal, blue is frontal.
Mm-hmm.
He was ready to take out 75% of this woman's brain and think that she could function.
So the frontal lobe is, like, low-key what makes you a human being. So...
I wish I would have done this research in the moment because I'm like, oh yeah, like he's a surgeon. He's got to know what he's doing. Sure.
No, that's why everyone was mad.
I get it now. Oh my gosh. The only answer, Addison, is to cut the fucking frontal lobe out.
Also, I'm like, if you're mad that she won't stop bleeding, how is the answer to remove her brain? You think if you remove enough brain, it will stop telling her body to bleed? Because I don't know if that's how science works.
The frontal, the parietal, the parietal, temporal, and occipital.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I want to know. Hold on. So this tells us the specific functions of the lobes. Do we have a quick minute here for this rant because we're just shitting on Derek? Is that okay with you?
Yeah. Let me just say, Derek really yelled at a lot of people in this episode. And I don't feel like that's appropriate to do.
It's also not appropriate to punch people.
Just because you're having a meltdown. Yeah, also true. It is dramatic as fuck, though.
Yeah. Okay, so the temporal lobe is short-term memory, speech, musical rhythm, and there's a certain degree of smell recognition.
Interesting.
Okay. The frontal lobe. The largest lobe of the brain. Personality characteristics, decision making, movement, recognition of smell, and speech ability.
Mm-hmm.
So he was going to leave her with the parietal and the occipital lobe, which would have only, she would have been able to identify objects and spatial relationships, pain. Understanding language and see.
So she would be able to see. She would be able to know how far away things were.
She identify to, people and objects.
Yeah.
And understand language.
Yeah.
That's it.
But not speak it.
Nope.
Cool.
But she would be able to identify things with no memories.
That sucks.
So, like, I mean,
That's kind of like when you have like the dementia and the Alzheimer's, like they say that people like recognize that they know the person, but they don't know who they are. Like they, I would see you and I would be like, I know that I know him. I know he's someone important, but I don't know anything more than that.
It's, man, what a journey. I'm glad that we took this moment here just to do that, because I don't think I realized just how crazy everyone was like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, they probably now didn't react sense. Big enough, if we're being honest.
Honestly.
Like, not the best.
Sheesh.
That's wild.
All right. Continue. I had to go down that rabbit hole. I'm like, this has to be.
No, that's important.
Yeah.
And good clarification. We've all learned something today.
Look at that.
So they do the initial surgery.
Did they ever say what it was? It was some sort of stroke, or it was just,
she was having like mini strokes and aphasia, which aphasia is where like you struggle with your speech. And that was because of like the high blood pressure, I think, right? Is that what they said?
Yes. Something like that.
So no, yes. So they have that and they do the first surgery. It's fine. Addison's going to be there to take care of the baby. That's when he says, if it comes down to it, save Jen over the baby. It goes well. The little scene where they like say their goodbyes and she's like trying to talk, but she can't talk. And she's like, make sure he only goes to public school. Make sure he takes piano lessons, blah, 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 all this stuff. Sad, sad and cute.
When he said, I'll see you in a few, my direct quote underneath that was, you just killed your wife, sir.
But not yet.
Not yet.
So they do the surgery. The baby goes into distress. Addison and Alex are fighting about taking the baby out. Derek's like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. He yells at her. She's like about to do it. And then he finishes and everything stabilizes. So it's fine. She wakes up. She appears to be fine. She's speaking normally. Derek's relieved. Everyone's happy. Addison comes in and is like, you have preeclampsia. That's really bad. That's, I think, one of the ones where they're like, I think that when you deliver your baby, your like blood doesn't clot, or like you can't deliver, your placenta doesn't. No, that's placenta accretion.
I'm looking it up right now.
I think it's.
Oh my gosh. I'm on. Jessica just said my name and that startled the fuck out of me. And I'm like, whoa, our listeners are going to now have a fucking startled shit here. Preeclampsia is a complication in pregnancy characterized by high blood pressure.
Yeah.
And it didn't say what. Oh, high blood pressure, swelling of hands and feet, protein in urine can lead to fatal complications for mother and baby.
I think it's when you deliver, there's like an issue with like the amount of blood loss at delivery. So Derek's super mad that Addison tells him, and she's like, well, I'm just not just going to not tell them because you're upset that like you did this thing. And so they're still going back and forth. And he's like, you're too close to the patient. This is fucking bullshit. And then she gets rid of Alex and she's like, Meredith, why do I not? Like, I should go to the chief. Like, tell me why I shouldn't do that. And Meredith's like, we lost a lot of people with the clinical trial, but it made him care even more. So like, we just have to trust him. Big mistake.
Which, like, for face value, let me just say, caring more is a good tool to have.
But it's not being a good doctor.
No, because he's become blinded by it. It's not helping his skills be better. It's actually taking all of his judgment out of the way, and he's saying, I will save this person's heartbeat, not their soul.
Yeah.
The heartbeat is all that counts to Derek at that point.
Not this person.
Yeah.
Like, he just like doesn't want to be at fault. It's just really weird. And again, I'm glad like watching it in succession that we're doing it, like coming off of the William thing and off of the clinical trial and off of that teenager, like it's kind of tracking, but I still like think it's weird that he's so hyper attached to her.
Yeah. I think it's mostly because he made a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bizarre to me. I also before we go any further, we need to talk about how Alex and Meredith are saying my guy versus your guy.
Yeah.
Which, love that Alex is back with Addison. Love it. Love it. Would die for it. So at the beginning when he's like, admit it, it bugs that my guy's sticking around and they're like working together. And Meredith's like, no, it doesn't. And then Adair comes out and he's like, tell Addison I need her to stay. And she's like, all right, it bugs a little bit. But again, to your point, I like that it was like not about their marriage, not about their relationship, nothing at all. It was truly just about the patients and working together. And I really like that. That yeah. We're not still playing that part of the game. Like, that's fucking stupid. We've solved that problem.
And even like with Meredith, I don't think that she was upset that Addison was there because she's his ex. I think that just Meredith doesn't really like Addison. And that's okay. Not everyone has to like everybody. You know,
well, everyone has to like Addison.
I mean, yeah, in this case, Meredith is wrong. She doesn't have to like her, but she's wrong for not liking her.
Well, I think it's more, I don't know. I do kind of think it's about him, her being his ex only because it's like someone else that knows Derek. Like, to that extent.
That's fair.
Because like their dynamic during surgery, like Meredith and Derek's that you see. But like, even when Addison and Derek were still married, Addison would have reacted the same way. Meredith, like, the way she freezes in this episode, like, multiple times, I hate. I'm like, dude, you gotta, like, do something.
It's giving me season one George vibes. You're going the wrong direction, Meredith. But I will say, at the end, she kind of has a little bit of a redemption moment because Derek freezes. And she's like, she's telling the patient what happened.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, is that's not in the OR. In the OR, we've seen her on multiple occasions either A, make tough choices, B, freeze, or C, drop a fucking kidney on the ground.
She just lets him do, like, she knows he's wrong. And she just lets him plow through. And I'm like, why? Like, I don't understand. I mean, I think she is having a moment of like, who is this? Because like, she doesn't know what really is going on with him either, I don't think.
And that's got to be hard, obviously. Yeah. I think she at one point was like, hey, like, Derek, like, come on, man. Like, I think it's when he said, I got to take out the frontal lobe. And she's like, dude, like, what?
Or maybe it's at the,
yeah, it's like, I know you think you know what you're doing and you may know how to take out the frontal lobe.
I believe you can take it out.
Right.
But then what?
can and should are two different things, Derek.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Addison says you'll be creating a monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy also would, at some point, that's a burden you're putting on her wife and child.
That's exactly what I was going to say. At a certain point, that person, and also for the husband, like, she's going to be sitting there in her fucking rocking chair with drool coming out of her mouth,
you're
not being able to know what she's doing.
Also on like a financial burden, because I doubt she'd be able to live at her home. She'd have to be in like a long-term care facility.
Exactly. And like, also, she's going to be just used to basically breastfeed that baby. She's going to become a stationary cow in her own home.
Yeah.
You're creating a lot of, and Derek's too blind in that moment to like see something like that. He's too close to it, for obviously.
Sure. Yeah, he is blinded. Okay. So before they have to rush her back in for that surgery, that's when Derek's like, I feel great. I'm good at my job. Everything's happy. And that's when Mark comes in and he's like, hey, you're so attractive and you're the best doctor in the world and you're so pretty. You're my best friend in the whole world. Don't you want to be pals forever? That's very funny.
You're the Dalai Lama of surgery.
And Derek's like, what's going on? And he's like, I got to talk to you about something. He's like, yeah, no, sleep with Addison by all means. He's like, I don't want to sleep with Addison. He's like, well, then what do you want? He's like, nothing. Bye.
Womp, womp, womp.
Thanks for noticing me.
I'm a pout pout fish with a pout pout face, so I spread the dreary wearies all over the place.
I want two more of those books.
Blob. Wait, did I tell you the thing Marlo does now?
No.
So Marlo is on this kick of needing to read her own books. Okay.
Oh, I love that.
So, but obviously she can't read, obviously. Unless she does. Yeah. I'm
18
very
months
presumptuous.
And can't read? My God.
I don't know. Well, 22 months.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So close to her birthday. I can't believe it.
So, she does this thing now where she'll open up the books. And so, like, for the Pow Pow Fish book, she'll open it up and go, blah, 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 and then close it. And then she'll open up the Little Blue Truck book and go, beep, 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 and then close it and go on to the next book. And she'll, like, say the things that she knows from the book.
Yeah, Scarlett used to do that when she was that age, too. She would, like, it's open so it cute. Up to, like, one page and, like, be like, blah, 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 and then, like, close it and just chuck it. Yeah. My neighbors would just yeet across the room. I'm like, yeah. Oh, okay, guess we're done with that book.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael was holding her one of her favorite stuffed animals the other day, and she was like, give me that. And so he gave it to her, and she, like, gave it this cutest hug, and she was like, I love you. And then she didn't even, like, fully break out of the hug, but, like, with one arm took the animal out of her other arm and just was like, boop, and just chucked it, like, into the wall fully. I was like, okay, I have some concerns.
Nothing says love like throwing your loved one into a wall.
I mean, that ain't the truth. It's not.
Well,
for legal reasons, that's a joke.
That depends. I mean, depends on the scenario.
It doesn't. Well,
could be a good kind of thrown into the wall. You know what I'm saying?
Consensual sexual encounter, I guess. It's
We at the Grey's Academy podcast are all for consensual sexual encounters.
So yeah, did you love the scene with Mark and Derek? I thought you would really enjoy that.
It was very funny. Although bad episode for Derek, right? Obviously. I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
It's also frustrating because you can see kind of how Mark's heart sinks a little bit. He's like, that's all you think of me still.
Yeah.
Like the hard part is we see that Mark is evolving and moving on and in a relationship.
And him and Lexi are good together.
Yeah. And he can't even share that with his best friend. And his best friend also isn't seeing the side effects of him being a better person.
Right.
So it's frustrating. But yeah, to me, like all I could think is like, damn, Derek, like
get your head
you
out
think
your ass.
So little of your best friend.
Yeah.
Like why at that point, why are you even best friends?
That's a good question. Because Mark compliments him a lot and he has a big ego.
Yeah. Should have been in.
All right. So they get page 901 for Jen. And her head is she's like screaming in pain because of her head. So they rush her to surgery. They have no idea what's going on. And that's when Derek's like, I'm going to take out the temporal lobe. And then, Alex and Meredith go to update Rob, the husband. And, Meredith has on the way telling Alex like, yeah, Derek's like doing a great job. Everything's going to be fine. And this is the first time she freezes. Cause he's like, she's not going to die. Right.
And then Alex jumps in.
Yeah, Alex.
Does a good job.
Good episode. Good Alex episode.
And he doesn't do much. He just doesn't do anything. He just doesn't fucking punch people.
He's just great with Addison. She brings everyone around her up. Except for Derek.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he's like Dr. Shepherd is doing everything in his power to turn her into Frankenstein. It's like, ugh. This is when it gets really rough. They go back to surgery. Derek is flailing. Like, he's just grasping for straws. Addison is like, I fucking have to take this baby out. Like, she is dead. I can at least save the baby. And Derek's like, don't do that. I'm going to take out the frontal lobe. And they're like, is this a joke? Like, what is wrong with you? Like, how does that help anybody or anything to do that? It's not a solution. It is only causing more problems and making you feel better for like 5 seconds. That's
a good point right there for 5 seconds, because when he would be doing the post-op and engaging with Jen,
yeah,
you know, he's going to be sitting there regretting it.
Yes. Absolutely. Or like having to tell, like explain to her husband, like the person that he's going to have to take care of for the rest of his life now.
And when he was, I know him from something. I need to look up his IMDb. Husband? Yeah. I know him from something. But when he was explaining, he's like, we can make another kid. I can't make another Jen.
Her. Yeah.
And like what Derek was about to do would have taken Jen.
Yeah. Which is like, yeah, the whole point for sure. And so this, I just like think this scene is really well done. Addison's like, you can't play God. This is fucking bullshit. The tension is like palpable. Like I was watching this and I was like, I'm so tense and I know what happens. It's one of those episodes. It's just super tense. Addison tries to get Meredith to go get the chief and Derek's like, don't fucking move. And then he's like, put down the scalpel. And then that's when Addison sends Alex to get the chief and she's like, Meredith, do something. And Meredith's just like, are you sure you can do this? What the fuck, Meredith? Oh. And then Derek tells Addison not to touch the patient. And then Meredith does kind of try and talk to him a little bit, but like, not really. Like, she's not really trying. She's like, it's okay. You know, it's not your fault. Like, she's gone. Let's like, whatever. So Alex sprints into the chief and he's like, hey, we need you in the OR. And Weber's like, well, not in his. Alex is like, now, please. So he goes into the OR and Addison tells him what's going on. Derek is still losing his ever loving mind and on like just the craziest spiral that we've seen him on. Weber steps in, takes Meredith's place and is like, cause he's like, she needs more blood. And he's like, she doesn't need more blood, Derek.
the blood, there's no more. It's all gone.
No more blood, Derek. No more blood, please. So Addison gets the baby out and Arizona takes him to the NICU. Also notable, beep, beep. She tells Alex to page Dr. Friedman, which is Cooper.
Wait, really?
Yeah, she says page Dr. Friedman and tell them that we're to prepare for a preemie.
So she's taking the baby.
No, no, no. She just like because Arizona comes and is there when the baby's born. I think she just like I think it's just to show that like, oh, she's in L.A. Like that's where her head is.
I didn't catch that. I'm also I'm sitting here thinking, everyone. I'm not like that silence was not like fake silence. I'm sitting here going, oh, wow, man, these writers are good.
Yeah, man. They're doing also, it on purpose.
Sidebar, I looked up the guy, the husband. His name is Ben Shankman, and I know him from Royal Pains. Mm. So he was in 49 episodes of Royal Pains. I also know him from Burn Notice. He was in Burn Notice. So I knew I recognized him, but I had a feeling it was from
Carmen and USA, guys.
Yeah, both of those are USA shows, so anyways, I had to look that up. That was really bugging me.
Okay. So Jen is dead. Derek's not okay. Rob is in. They go to tell Rob. He's inconsolable. Understandably so.
Calls him a fucking murderer.
Yeah. So let's unpack that. Well, first, hold on real quick. They say they think they feel good about the baby because Jen was on steroids, which helped the baby's lungs develop quicker. She bought him extra time, the 3 extra days before they had to take him out. So like they feel good about the what's it called? Prognosis for the baby looks good. Looks like the baby's going to live.
Even with all the shit that was going on.
Right. I don't think he gives a shit, which is a bummer for the baby. He says, stop saying you're sorry. You killed her. You're a murderer. So what I want to like feel like with coupled with Addison saying you can't play God here, and then coming right off of the William thing where William being like, you play God, you're a murderer, you're not that different from me. I think all of that on top of Derek feeling responsible puts him in the mindset that then leads to the whole situation with Mark.
Yeah, obviously he hits his breaking point.
Yeah. If it hadn't been Mark, who would it have been?
Meredith.
Probably Alex.
Oh. Do you before we do get into the Mark and Derek part of it, let's make sure we take a pause for our sponsors.
Oh, okay. Thanks, sponsors.
Do you want to do that? Oh, do you want to do that right now?
Yeah. You just said we're doing it.
Okay. You thank our sponsors this time. I did it last time.
I literally just said thank you, sponsors.
Can you please for once in your life just say thank you to our sponsors?
Oh my God.
That's really good. Are you classically trained?
Yes.
quick word from our regional sponsors. And we are back with Kelsey's beautiful singing voice in her rendition of
Oh My God.
What's the name of that shit we were sending videos back and forth to each other from last night? The game show?
Game Changer show or something?
Something like that.
It's like an improv show that's only it's an online show.
I'm genuinely funny. Considering subscribing to them. It's like $5.99 a month.
Oh, subscribing to them. Oh, no, I just follow them. So sorry.
Yeah. They
look at you.
I really like them. Supportive. They're very funny. Yeah.
They are funny.
But there was one where it was like, pretend you're getting interviewed at a crime scene and you want to go viral and make someone.
Being auto-tuned. Michael and I watched that one like 4 times.
But what you just did, that, oh my God, made me think of that.
Oh my God.
Blood everywhere. Yeah. Oh goodness, that was so funny. Also, that song was a bop.
Yeah, that was.
Oh shit, I fucked the snake.
Okay. So yeah, Derek's not well. It looks like he's crying when he has to tell Rob about Jen. He keeps saying he's sorry, which I mean, I do think he's sorry. I don't think he's not upset. He's upset. He's not okay.
And not like in the way that My Chemical Romance is not okay. He's like,
yeah,
really,
like in a worse way.
In a worse way.
So yeah, that's bad with the murderer thing. Derek is distraught. He's like over the catwalk, like contemplating everything he's ever thought in his entire life. And like, why wouldn't they just let her cut out the temporal lobe and the frontal lobe? He could have saved her.
And who needs their frontal lobe? Damn it.
Who needs their personality? So then Mark walks up and is like, hey, I'm seeing Lexi. We're really happy. I'm also having sex with her, but like we're in a relationship and like it's good. We're good for each other. And Derek's response is violence.
Immediate
aggressive violence.
The only thing I will say to Derek's aid in this scene is, Mark, maybe read the room. At all. Look at the room.
The issue is he keeps trying to like lead up to it. And I think he knows like he's gonna just have to blurt it out. And so he doesn't know what has been going on. So he just thinks Derek is standing there pondering, being like a good looking person who just likes to stand and ponder because he looks good.
As one does when you're that attractive, right? You just ponder.
And so I think I don't really fault Mark. Like, I don't think he would have ever imagined it go that poorly. That's for sure. So Derek just turns around and punches him. And Mark says, okay, maybe I deserve that. And he's like, you know what? No, I didn't deserve that. And Derek's response is more violence. Second punch.
I just want to interject here. I think the one punch, I could have sat there and gone, okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Justify it.
Like the one thing, not that Derek has a right to Lexi's vagina or Mark's penis. Right.
Right.
However, I see where he's coming from in the protectiveness of his desired fiance's little sister and the womanizer that Mark, to this point, is.
Yes.
I get it. I get Derek's thought process. The one punch, I could have been like, yeah, like, Mark, it's the price to pay. Like, your best friend hits you because you did the one thing that he asked you not to do. He doesn't ask you to do much.
He didn't even ask you not to sleep with his wife when he was married to her.
And he had to outline it because you did it. So,
yeah, and he forgave you.
Yeah, which is, you know, it was a long journey to get there, but we got there.
Mm-hmm. We got here.
So the one punch, I was like, okay, like, damn. All right, you got it out, Derek. Good. Mm-hmm. And then he gets more out. He just keeps going.
Yeah, what were your
thoughts? Well, I wasn't expecting it to turn into a gigantic brawl, but I'm happy that it did.
Yeah.
Because I don't like those scenes in movies where someone cold cocks someone and then just lays into like them. No, I mean, the one punch I get. I would rather it have been one punch, but I'm glad that it wasn't one punch and then all of a sudden Derek's just on top of Mark wailing on him. Mark gets a good couple of hits in there and then they trade
it's
blows.
It's a fair fight. It's a fair fight. They're evenly matched.
Which surprises me. Because Mark should outmatch him. He's a bigger guy, not by much, but he's taller. He's probably got more length. He seems to be in better physical shape than Derek. Mm-hmm. But Derek's scrappy, and the power of the hair, you can't count it out. So,
also, Derek's probably still mad about the whole wife thing because he didn't punch him for that. So
yeah, he's got some pent up aggression in there.
Yeah.
So yeah. And I'm, you know, they go to tackle him. And also, poor Mark loses a fucking shoe in the whole ordeal.
I also wrote that down. Mark loses a shoe.
Yeah. It's realistic, you know.
They fucking wail on each other. Mark loses a shoe. Bailey and Weber see them fighting. Owen pulls them off of each other.
Yeah.
That's it. That's her guy. Addison, like, tries to go to Derek, and Alex, like, holds her back. And he's like, no, that's her guy. This is not your responsibility anymore. This is not on you.
You know what? I didn't see it that way. That's great.
What did you think it was?
I thought he was just being a condescending douche.
Oh, I don't think so.
But I get it though. I get that. That I can see that as well. The saying, no, you don't need to do it. Like, this is not your fight anymore. I get it. That makes Kelsey, you're so observant and smart.
It's like I've watched this a trillion times.
Yeah. Although I did listen to the last 14 minutes of the show again while driving home from work today because I needed to like feel the lead up of that fight again. So
yeah.
But even the second time around, I missed.
We haven't really had like a big blowout like that. I mean, no. George punched Alex and then Derek punched Mark the first time he showed up, but it was just one punch. And then other than that, I don't think we've had anything huge, right? What?
I don't remember that.
Oh my God.
Can you write down that's another? Oh my God. There was blood everywhere. Can you send? So that's the second scene I need you to send me.
Oh my God.
I just want to rewatch those two scenes. What? I'm just trying to learn. This is the Grey's Academy, is it not?
We definitely have not had. Yeah, you're supposed to do the homework.
No, because all of my textbooks are filled with spoilies.
Ugh, that is true. Carmen.
Sorry.
So. Yeah, it was a well done fight scene. I thought I really liked it.
Yeah, it was good. The lead up was good. Also, I'm glad that it's like you could tell that this isn't 2023 because no one pulled out their cell phones and was filming.
Yeah, it's because cell phones back then were still flip phones.
Yeah. I like that.
So, yeah, Owen pulls them off of each other. There's too many people standing by. Honestly, I don't love that. Like, could someone be like, hey, please stop. Ah, don't do that.
No, stop it. Stop it. No.
Oh, no, don't go. Weber runs out and they're like, what the fuck is that? They both are just like cut. Like, I've never punched someone in the face. Have you ever been punched in the face?
I have both punched and been punched in the face.
Really?
Yes.
High school?
Yes. Back when in the only age group that's the last age group that it's acceptable to get into a fight with someone is high school.
That is fascinating to me. I don't.
Yes.
I feel like every guy I know got into a fight in high school. Let me rephrase that. I think every straight man that I know got into a fist fight in high school.
I don't remember what the fights were about. I could probably tell you who I was in a fight with, but I could also tell you, and this is not me tooting my own horn, I've never lost a fight, but also that's because physically I was fair. Always. Well, yeah, I always punched the midget kids in our school.
All right now.
Oh, sorry. Vertically challenged people. No, I'm just kidding. I think the Mark thing and the Mark and Derek thing I get.
Yeah.
Because one of the fights was actually with a person who was a friend and I grew up with.
Oh.
And we got into a fight. It was for not the same reason. He did not have sex with my wife and then have sex with my soon to be fiance's sister. Right. But it was something stupid.
Was it about a girl?
Actually, I think it was. I think I actually, you know what? It's almost the exact same scenario. I was interested in his cousin and I wanted to date her. Oh my gosh. My God. Oh, I do remember. It's all coming back to me. And this was back on AIM. I think I was hitting on her on AIM.
Oh,
and I was
God,
like spitting game on AIM.
Oh, my God.
AIM game strong.
So glad I asked that question. Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I think it was the same situation.
The more and more I think about it, it's the exact same fucking thing.
Oh my God. Oh, that's amazing.
I think he actually let me know that his cousin was moving to the area. They ended up moving next to his house. And he's like, hey, my cousin's moving to the area. Don't date my cousin. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, why would I do that?
Okay, cool. I will date her though.
And I was like, yo, I want to date your cousin. And then we fought. Fuck. That's it was the so same funny. Thing. This is the
oh my
same
God,
scenario.
That's so funny.
You just helped unlock a memory that I did not even remember that I had.
Did you date his cousin?
No.
Well, that's good at least.
And well, after that, I didn't talk to him for maybe 6 years. And then one day, I think we followed each other like years down the road. I think we ended up following each other on Instagram or adding each other on Facebook or some shit.
Yeah.
But like, I'm talking like we played baseball together. Like we grew up together. Rode the same bus. We went to elementary, middle, and high school all together.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a time.
Yeah. All right. Anything else with this storyline that we need to talk about? I feel like we're ready to make predictions almost.
Well, Lexi goes to Mark and she's like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, it was worth it. And she's like, no, it wasn't. She's like, okay, maybe a little bit. So that's cute. At least that's resolved. It's not a secret anymore.
Yeah.
So that's
also
nice.
How did we skip over the fact that she says that she's dating Anne Frank?
Oh my God. You're right. When he goes to give her the coffee that Callie tries to take and then Addison tries to take and then he gives her the coffee, that makes you Anne Frank. I'm dating Anne Frank.
A bit dramatic, Lexi. The dude just got punched for you.
But that was before.
I know, but I'm just saying. He got that's punched funny. For you.
He did. So cute.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Them. Yeah, they're cute together. I don't think I have any other things to add. The only quote that I have next to George's name is him saying dependably selfless about Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've touched on all the notes. I think we did
at
it.
At the end, the very end, Derek and Meredith are back at the house and she like brings drinks to pour and he like really just fucking hammers some drinks back.
Tequila.
I don't think it was tequila because it was brown.
It's gold tequila. I think it said tequila on the bottle.
Oh, okay.
I think
that's on brand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Well, predict something for Mark and Lexi.
They're gonna get married.
Okay.
They're soul bonded now through this fight. No, actual prediction is I think we're going to ride this journey for a little bit. I think actually, my prediction is based off of my perception of longevity of having Mark Sloan in the show. because I feel like if they stay dating, eventually they're both going to leave together. But I don't know. I'm having a hard time of thinking what could break them up. Other than Mark cheating on her, probably.
Mm-hmm.
With Addison.
Right.
No, I want to wait. I want to see what happens next episode post fight to make a prediction. I'm having a hard time making a prediction for them right now.
Okay. Make a prediction for, Mark and Derek.
Mark and Derek are going to make up next episode. It's going to be a short lived fight. They're going to realize they're stupid, but Derek needs his best friend right now.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Derek is going to, like, how do you think Derek is going to be next episode?
Drunk.
Okay.
The whole episode, drunk. Yeah. And he's going to call off work. But yeah, okay. He's going to be drunk whole episode.
Okay. Addison is gone. So that's private practice. Anything with Christina and Owen?
They're I think within the next two episodes, they're going to get to go on that date. They're going to get to go on their real first date.
Okay.
Yeah.
Callie in Arizona. Did you say something for them last episode? Yes, you said within the next four episodes, they'll kiss.
They will kiss. And then within the next five episodes, they will have a threesome with another woman.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to make a prediction on? Oh, Alex and Izzy.
I mean, you said genuinely forgot die. They were dating. Genuinely forgot they were dating. Yeah, she's still going to die. Her death is the season five finale. And okay. Alex stays with her through her death.
Okay.
And then after that, has sex with Olivia to cope.
Oh, okay. What about Derek and Meredith? Because he still has that ring.
I'm not sure he proposes anymore.
Okay.
I think it's a misdirect. I don't know if he's going to propose.
Ever?
Yeah. No, he will eventually. But I don't think... I don't know. Also part of season five finale. Still. Okay. I think that's what I said last time. I think that's still my prediction.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you said. Okay, I mean, I think that's it. As far as predictions go.
Let's rank this shit.
Yeah. You can go first.
So I'm going to rank this episode. And then I'm going to rank the full crossover experience.
Okay.
This episode. And the crossover in total. Are fives.
Same.
This episode. While it didn't have... I said this to Jessica, like I was giddy watching the private practice episode last week. And I said, Jessica, it's like I'm watching the Avengers before the Avengers. And she's like, you are too much, and left the room. I love crossovers. I'm a fan. I love to see it. So all the buildup, all the time that went into it, the payoff of the long nights, binge watching four episodes of private practice was worth it. And this episode, mostly because my predictions were so accurate, but honestly, there were still some things that I didn't see the fight coming. I didn't see the fight coming. I like that kind of all came up. Bailey's hair took a lot.
You didn't see Derek going batshit insane?
No. And I think honestly, I was prepared to give this a 4.9. Doing that in-game research on the frontal and temporal lobes brought it up because it made it so much fucking crazier.
Yeah.
So much more crazy. So, yeah, this episode is a five, and the overall crossover experience is a five. What about your reasoning? And I know you said same. So what's your reasoning as well?
I would say for this episode specifically, it like has everything. Like, it's got the personal stuff. It's got the patient stuff. It's got a fucking fist fight. Like, it just feels like all of this stuff that has been, like, being built up finally, like, comes to its climax in this episode. And even though I wouldn't say there's, like, a lot of resolution, because obviously, like, Derek just punched the shit out of Mark. Like, there's no resolution there. he is like clearly miserable about this patient situation. So there's no resolution there. But like, I feel like the way it culminated just like felt so natural and like made so much sense. And the writing and all of it, and like just like rewatching it again and being like, oh my God, I'm like so tense, even though I know what's going to happen. Like, I think that to me is just like the mark of a really good episode of television. And so I just, you know, I think they did a great job wrapping everything up. And I think, again, I know I've said this like 6 trillion times, but like realizing that this comes right after the William thing, and realizing, you know, we're still pretty close to the clinical trial. We're not that far out from the clinical trial. So like,
very it raw does still
make more sense with like what's going on with Derek.
Yeah.
So I appreciate the writing and the acting. And I just think that like, it's just a really good episode of television. Like, this season is probably like really peak right now. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to continue and see what goes on next for you and for your predictions and your emotional journey with our friends and our characters on Grey's.
It's true. We're also getting to the point where like, when people, I know I've said this before, but a lot of people who, when I tell them this is my first time watching it, they're like, oh yeah, like seasons like 4 through 9, like our peak Grey's, or
yeah,
I stopped watching after season 8 or 9, mm-hmm, or like that's when I started to lose interest and stuff like that. Like, so we're in, from what I'm hearing, kind of like the heyday of the Grey day.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you. If you haven't coined that out there, ABC, you should. I'm just really having a good time with this. This has been a lot of fun.
Me too. I love it when like, obviously like all, it's all fun, but like specifically big episodes like this are like really fun, and like knowing that it's going to come and then like getting to revisit it and experience it together is just a grand old time. So
sure enough,
loving it. But okay. Thank you all so much for listening. If you have anything to say, you can message us on Instagram, our personal Instagrams, chaoticallykelsey and carmen.gabriel.official, or Grey's Academy Pod. You can email me, graysacademypod@gmail.com. You can leave us a review, a rating. You can subscribe. You can give us high fives. But if you see Carmen walking down the street,
just remember the most important rule of all, secondary only to don't punch your best friend, is
unless
no
they're
spoilies.
Trying to date your cousin.
Unless they're whoa. That one hits a little bit too close to home here, Kelsey. And no spoilies. We will see you all in the next one.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the #1 science museum in the country?
Ranked #7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.